just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, and some began to say, he's in the house, death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Like that little girl, dead in all my sins, till Jesus touched this heart of mine, he gave me life again. I am just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines on me for all the world to see. He's in the house, death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be.
In the house, if he should be in your house. If he's not in your house, then that's, we're in bad shape. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Mark, if you want to come, help us take up our offer. This is the one we use. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Trudy and Esther and Nyla. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet as he's passing that. Let's sing this song, this little song, River of Life. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life. The lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. One more time. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. This is the day, oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. A glad day when I was born again. It was a glad, glad day when I was born again. It was a glad day. When I was born again, it was a glad day when I was born again. The things I used to do, the things I used to do, I do them no more. Oh, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. It was a glad day when I was born again. One more time. It was a glad day when I was born again. It was a glad, glad day when I was born again. It was a glad day when I was born again. It was a glad day when I was born again. Oh, the sins I used to do, I do them no more. The sins I used to do, I do them no more. The sins I used to do. It was a glad day when I was born again. There's a river of life. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, set the captive. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundant. Just the musicians, let's clap our hands. Aren't you glad for that well that's springing in? Amen. His word just bubbling in. And the more you get that's bubbling out, the more you want in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Wade's still over there rejoicing. Amen. How many are ready for the word?
Amen. Let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Wade comes. Praise God.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.
You love him, Lord.
Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. 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 Good to be in the house of the Lord. Man, we got a house full. It's good to be here. It's a new year, new day. We're on this side of the dirt.
Right.
That's what the old man said. He said, it's better to be seen than viewed.
That's right.
So, think of that. Never understood why people walk up to a casket and go, they look good. No. No. That's that old shell. That's that shell that I'm going to read to you about it, that come from our adulterous mother Eve. Amen? And but that body is going to be raised and changed. Not so much a miracle if you just throw that in the way and get another one. It's not no miracle there. There's no overcoming to that. But what about the same one you lived in? The one your mom and daddy did bring to the earth. God's going to so change it till it's going to be eternal.
Glory.
That same body that came out of Mary did. That same body came out of Mary was changed. And now he's still standing in it.
Glory.
The one has reached immortality. And we're heading in that direction. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Got a couple announcements myself. Adult group practice after second service. Please stay in the building so they don't have to track you down. Everybody got that again? Adults who are singing in the group practice after the second service, that would be in a few minutes, hours, stay in the sanctuary, okay? Also, there's a black chair downstairs. The one that Tony, I'm giving you a chair away, son, sorry. The one that Brother Tony Smallwood sits in. But it's our old chair that used to be up here. If anybody wants that, please make it disappear. Today. Please make it disappear today. We have like 7 chairs in our house and we don't need another one. So it's a nice leather chair. Brother Tony will tell you how it sits. It's pretty good, Brother Tony. Doesn't it sit pretty good? Yeah, see there, Brother, sits good. So make it disappear. And also good to have Brother Chris Reynolds with us. Hadn't seen him in a while. Been a few years and he's not a stranger to the message. He's been around for a while. He hangs out with Brother Larry. And that's all right. They've been friends for a long time, though. And we've got to know him over the years. And he's watched in a few times. So he's not a stranger. He's not somebody we have to background for. So also remember one thing. Several years ago, Brother Dale told us that when we did our prayer request, to make sure we put them in before the service started. Now, if you don't get here before the service started, that's your fault. But you need to put your request on a piece of paper and give it to Brother Terrence. Not so much to be done out in the congregation. Now, Brother Dale said that already several years ago. So it needs to be done that way. That's the way he wants it done. So we kind of slip from that every once in a while. He's kind of like a teacher, you know. You get by with it a few times and then, you know, you see something about it. So make sure you put your prayer request in on the sheet of paper where it says prayer request and hand it to Brother Terrence or either lay it up here on the pulpit. Very simple. Like I said, if you don't get here before service starts though, that's your fault. Put it in later or give it somewhere else. But, brother, that's the way Brother Dale wants it. And that's the way we need to do it. It needs to be in order. Put your prayer request in. And if you want to have a testimony, you got to okay it with Brother Dale. So you make sure you do that also. Okay. Let's just keep things in order.
Amen.
Amen. Just keep things in order the way it's supposed to be. And you know what? The Lord is pleased with order. He does not like chaos. The Lord loves order. So we do too. So let's open our Bibles or pull up Revelation 6. Today we're just going to review the fifth seal again. Brother Dale and I were talking about a few things on way back from the hunting club the other day, and I think I need to do one more. So Brother Dale's never the one that really says you need to do this, but if he starts talking about something, that's a suggestion to do it. So. Because the Lord speaks to him, speaks to all of us. If you, like downstairs in Sunday school class, I said, look, if whatever, we're going to do what y'all want to do. Y'all get together, decide what we want to do in a Sunday school class. It can't be just me all the time. Take suggestions. And you know what? If you fill with the Holy Ghost, then God may speak to you one day and he doesn't speak to me. And you know what? We're supposed to be able to accept that and say, well, let's do it this way. All right. Like, Brother Jason Watkins Friday night did an outstanding job. He said, I've been doing this at my church for ever how long he said, and I keep wanting to go this way. And he said, the Lord just does not want me to go this way. So, you know, he kind of veered off, and I like what he said. He said, Lord, he said, you're here. You've been here. He said, I'm just showing up behind the pulpit. So use me. Okay. To let him do the speaking. Cause if I do the speaking, it's just a meeting of minds, but it's the Lord to do the speaking. Then we ought to see that's the way God speaks to us through a fivefold ministry. That's the way he speaks to us. And that's just the way it is. And that's another thing. That's the way God liked it. You know why? Because God saw down through eternity that that's the way it would work. So he put apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists in the church for what? The perfecting of the saints. And we're all saints that are baptized with the Holy Ghost. We are the saints of God. So we're just going to review a little bit today, but bring out maybe one or two more little bitty points just to reiterate this fifth seal, because truly as you get to studying a little more on it, it opens up more and more and more. And that's what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
It's supposed to do that. It's supposed to open up more and more. And let's remember Brother Hal. He fell downstairs a few minutes ago, so let's just remember him in prayer. He's okay. The table and chair wasn't too good, but he's okay. But let's remember him in prayer. He kind of lost his balance. We need to all help each other up physically and spiritually. Amen. So let's bow our heads before we get started. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we're in 2019. Who would have thought it? But we're here. You knew that. It was not a secret to you, Father. It was just something that we didn't think was going to happen, but I think in your Bible you told us that your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are higher than ours, and you knew we would need this length of time to come to maturity. So here we are. Lord, I pray that you would truly be the active participant in the service. You take over, Lord, and you do the speaking, you do the hearing, you do the revealing. And Father, be with Brother Howe, touch his body. As he's limped up there, up the steps, Lord, we pray that you just touch him right now, Lord, and that you'll restore him back. Everyone in this building, Lord, needs a touch from you, Father. And as the word goes forth, we pray that whatever symptom that we brought in this building, that we will not leave with it, that it will be taken care of, because you said you sent your word and healed us. And as we know that you are the word, and the word now has become flesh, And the Word is here. It's breathing. It's living. It's not dry bones anymore. It's a living group of people. And you knew we would be here, so you equipped us for this moment. You equipped us for this time. Now I pray that we would use that equipment, that we would listen and hear, understand what you're saying. Father, just forgive us of our sins and bless us. Be with the missionaries on the foreign fields. We always say, Lord, give them fruit for their labor, Father, because they truly are laboring for you. Thank you for bringing Brother Luis back and the family, Lord. We're under anticipation for the service Wednesday to tell us some of the great things that God's doing in other countries. Bless the rest of the service, Lord. You take over in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Revelation 6, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And you may be seated, and the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now I'll get it in just a second. Just hang loose there for a minute. Brother Danny's won't know if we're going to use the board. We just might use it and we might not. But let's just look at our review. If you want to pull the review up on the board again, I want to kind of go slower through the review just for a second to get us, as we were talking the other day, this fifth seal brings a lot of things into view, and we're going to try to prioritize them a little bit later in the service, but we're going to try to get over this first part of the review. Because look, as we see the first seal open, I read it last night. I'm starting into the sixth seal reading a little bit. And if you're reading ahead of me or reading in the seal book, right at the first, Brother Branham says, and it's kind of ironic that this morning we read and we're going through the book of Romans. So I think it was Romans 11 or 12 or 13. Good to have you with us again, too. I forgot to tell them y'all were here. Where'd you have you? Where's Brother Raphael? Okay. All right. Well, good to have you here. They're not strangers either. They've been here before. Amen. But good to have you, sister, and your daughter with you. She's just grown up. Wow. So we look at the seal, Brother Brown said there's two powers. That's what we were talking about this morning in the book of Romans. There's only one power, and that's the power of Almighty God. Amen. Satan has really no power. Remember all the seals we've been reading. Power was given. Power was given. Power was given. You and I give Satan the power. Amen? But there's a higher power. There is a power of God. Then there is no other power. He permits Satan, and what Satan does is he perverts the power of God. Because, you know, really, read back in the seal. I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. Don't have to go to it. And I heard it were the noise of thunder. One of the beasts saying, come and see. This is when we first started. Behold, a white horse, and him that sat on it had a bow. A crown was given unto him, and went forth conquering and to conquer. Second seal. They went out another horse. It was red, and power was given to him. And that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Power was given, so there's only two. There's really, Brother Brown does say there's two powers. Which is the Antichrist and Christ. But really, this guy over here is X'd out. There's no power. Satan has no power unless we give him the power. Amen? So we need to stay under the power of God. To take what God give us. He is our head. As we were talking this morning in the Sunday school class, there's only one power. Well, that's God. And then he has power over us. I wish you would understand that the fivefold ministry, sure, it's been set apart as a predestinated group to help us to perfection. But if a pastor is preaching and I'm a teacher, I become a sheep in the front row or whatever row. I become a sheep. I'm not sitting over here in office outside of Olivia, I'm sorry. Olivia says, you go over here and down that way. And I did the very same. I wasn't going to do it. I went over there. But if I sit on the front row, I become a sheep. We're all sheep.
Right.
We're all female in the body of Christ.
Right.
We all have a head.
Right.
And then God tells us, as you treat your wife, so does God treat you. Because you are His wife. And you have a head. Brother Dale is the head pastor of this church. But he has a head that he has to talk to. He's not set aside. And now it's for all y'all, but it's not. I don't have to do that. No, that's not right. That's the devil. That, you know what? That's in the beginning. The very anointing that Satan took was, well, I know you're God, but I want to have some power too. I don't want to do that. I want to do something different. You see how contrary that is. But God did anoint him. He was the anointed cherub. God gave him power to do things. So we look in this seal, there's the power of the white horse rider as he rides off. Like what Brother Bob was talking about Wednesday night. Man, he did a good job Wednesday night. I mean, give him a hand. Man, I'm telling you. He did a good job. But we must see that we know one thing for sure. The devil is near. The devil is near. But when you see that devil in that white horse right away from you, there's a separation. Then God's becoming more prevalent in your life because you're getting rid of this part. Then you're getting rid of another part. Because look, once we get rid of all four of these parts, the bad part, look what happens. We take a body change. Amen? So as the white horse rides away, we truly need to see that. That's a revelation that doesn't bother you anymore. Things I used to do, I do them no more. Right? But that justification, I kind of wrote myself a little note. When you come to this, you know, when you come to baby form justification, and I may spend a little more time, I'm sorry, on this, but I feel go this way. When you come into baby form justification, you're just like a baby that is trying to walk. You just fall everywhere and you beat your head and your knees and you just look horrible. But mom and dad is still going, come on, come on. So what I'm saying is when you start in your Christian journey, there's really, you're wobbling, you don't know really, you still got that old root of bitterness in you, in that baby form justification. You hadn't become born again yet. You still got that old man inside of you. He's not dead. Now he's choking. He's choking, but he's not dead yet. I mean, you might be having that little grip around him, but still he's talking. Right? But that part of, that's the baby form of your journey into Christianity. You're not even really a Christian anymore. At that time, you're not. You're heading toward it, and those who is justified, he's already glorified. But God's the only one that knows whether you're going to continue on or not. Okay? You don't yet, at the moment, know, even now, that you're going to take a body change or you're going to go by the grave. You don't know that. I've got to believe that we are in the process of that and that we're in the right channel. Got to be at the bus station to catch the bus. Amen? Somebody said that one time before, don't you think? Got to be at the bus station to catch the bus. All right? Can't have a ticket for a train. Got to be at the bus station. All right? So in that part of justification, you really don't know what's going on. But now this part of justification, you're coming to a knowledge. Because you're already born again when the seal part is as though you never did it. When that part of justification opens. Because see, look, the seals can't open to you unless you're born again. You can forget it. The seals cannot open to you until you're born again. But when you're born again, then you come into the line of as though you never did it. You're coming to a knowledge. You're not staggering because of worldly things anymore. You know what you're doing? You're staggering because there's some things that the preacher preaches that you don't understand. There's some staggering going on when you mash play and Brother Branham says something and you go, well, wait a minute. Right? Right? Oh, you've never done that before. Come on, people. How many times have you hit rewind? What'd he say? Right? Or go back and hear the preacher preaching. Turn that again. Let me hear that again. Well, see, that's that part of justification. You're already born again. You're already clean inside. You're just working on the next guy.
Right.
You're working on your memory, reason, conscience, affection, imagination. All right? But now look, to me, that really, the seals in it is an introduction to the total plan of redemption.
Right.
When you start in this seal one, this not baby form justification, but justification as though you never did it, you're coming to a realization that number one, I am the bride of Jesus Christ. I like what Brother Jason said Friday. He used me and Dad as an example. He said, now, Brother Wade, there's no way that you can deny that that's your daddy. But you did nothing to become his son. You're just his son. Same way with God. Same way with God. You come to that realization. See, that's where the people can't get it separated when they say you always was eternal. They think when you was a little baby, you know, but no. No, you come to the realization that everything was in God. And then it transferred to you. Remember on the day of Pentecost, Brother Brown said, they didn't become sons. They were always sons. Well, now they weren't always sons. Listen, on the earth when they walked up and said, we don't understand what you're saying. Now they weren't a son of God at that time. But now on the day of Pentecost, because they were predestinated, because they were in the mind of God, because they had, what, representation, that when the word did strike home, they didn't have to say that no more. They just took the word that Jesus preached, and they didn't need a tape recorder. They didn't need somebody to write it down. They didn't need a Bible. They didn't have a Bible. They were the Bible. Same way with you and I. That's what we gotta evolve back into that. We come to a place to where we have to have quotes. We have to have scripture. We have to have this.
Right.
Do we? They didn't. The first church never. They didn't even write their own sermons down. They just spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Glory.
But I still like notes. And we have quotes to back up the notes. But you know what? Somebody preaching false doctrine today has quotes to back up their notes. So you have to be careful. But listen, I'm going to make this statement and I'm going to cover the whole thing in a nutshell. If the seven seals, or even let's just say one through four, if the first four seals have been made known to you, now get what I'm saying, then you're in the line for a glorified body. Because, look, after the fourth seal, the rapture takes place.
Right.
All right, so you're in a good line.
Right.
Don't mean you will, but you're in a good line.
Right.
You're at the bus station with a bus ticket.
Amen.
Now, it's your problem to get there on time.
Right.
You can have, hello, you can have a bus ticket. Like I said, Friday night, the church was supposed to start at 7 o'clock. 7:15, Brother Burley shows up. Shows up. I told him, I said, 7 o'clock was just a suggestion. Like now the Ten Commandments, they're 10 suggestions, not commandments. They're just suggestions. They suggest you do this. But anyway, we can't be late for the bus. Why? Because the bus is going to leave. At 7:15, if that bus is going to leave, they're not going to wait on you. They might give you a little grace, a couple of minutes. How many times have you been in the airport and you hear this? And all you do is you see some little woman, usually it's a woman. Don't hardly ever see men. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Here she comes, pulling her little thing. Hold on! Hold on! Well, she had her ticket. She was heading to the right place to get on the plane. She was just late. And I mean she, I'm talking about a bride. Okay? I hope you got that. I'm not picking on the sisters. I'm telling you, we're all she's. We're the bride. Let's don't be doing this.
Right?
Right? Because even a foolish virgin, same thing. We need to buy oil from you. We need to take this journey. We need some oil for light.
Right.
You're too late. We've got just enough for us.
Right.
You should have been here when the bus took off, because we're fixing to leave, right? So let's go back to this, though. Justification is, oh, you never did it. So we're coming to a time now to where when the seals opens to you, I don't say that you can't be in error, but I'm telling you, you're getting into that line to where that when the seals open to you, it's a special thing. It's a special thing. It's a special operation of God. He has not revealed these seals to no one in all of 2,000 years. It has been sealed. It was even sealed to the people in Jeffersonville, Indiana in 1963 when Brother Brown said, it's gone from you, it's not for you. You're not even supposed to get it. But you and I weren't there. You and I are here now. We are present. I like what Brother Jason said, and I told him afterwards, I said, you should have went just a little bit further. Because, you know, he's talking about the I Am. How are we going to get out of here? Because the I Am is ever present, right? I said, answer me a question. When Moses walked up to Pharaoh and said, let my people go, Pharaoh said, you and Aaron, I got 50,000 people out here, you and Aaron. Who's going to deliver these people? Moses got a revelation at that moment. He said, I am. I am. So, folks, who birthed you into the body of Christ? The I am. So who's going to change your body? I am. Who's going in a rapture? I am. Make it personal. Because we are prophetic people, but we are not prophesying. We are part of the prophecy. But if you prophesy, that's telling of a future event. This is not a future event. This is reality. So we come to justification. It's not that we're back into the world and back out. We're back into the world and back out. That was baby form justification. Now we're solid. We've come to that statue of a perfect man where that big wide foundation of faith is telling us. It's as though we never did it, and we keep reading and we keep studying and we keep eating. Then we come to sanctification. We see that red horse that was riding in your life. That red horse leaves. Sanctify. God sanctify. Listen, Satan will never sanctify you. I promise you. If you come to a stage of sanctification, it is not the devil that did it. But hold on a minute. But he's going to make you think you are saved. In that position right there. Now, not this one we're pointing. I'm talking about baby form sanctification. You come to baby form sanctification, the unclean spirit goes out, right? Seeketh rest, walketh in dry places, seeketh bread, findeth none, and comes back. Finds the house swept and garnished and brings seven of his other buddies with him. And they enter and reside back in the house. Now, that's not this right here. We're not worried about the devil in the statue of a perfect man getting in your soul. So you still got that control center in this part of sanctification. In sanctification, the unclean spirit goes out. Baby form. Not this, baby form. And he can come back. Brother Bram said he can come back and give you a religious spirit and make you think you're born again. But now that's not in this one right here. No. This is the statue of a perfect man. This is coming to the stature of a perfect man. This is God dealing not with your soul, but using your soul. Speaking to your soul and let your soul work out. Amen? Into the spirit realm, because that's where we need our help. How many times have we said that? Our spirit realm is where we need help. If your soul today at this very moment is either black or white. It's either black with still sin or it's white with the new birth. The Creator resides in your soul. Or the guy that got permitted power is residing attached to your soul and he's telling you what to do. But in this part of sanctification, what happens is that unclean spirit, sure, it gets out of there, but it tries to come back in, but he can't get in the soul, so he tries to reside in the spirit realm. Give you trouble like you would not believe. But that's why that Brother Dale's been through it. We've all been through this. That statue of a perfect man is the most ill-taught subject in the message, but it is the most important. Besides the new birth, it's the most important step or message that could be brought, because you can't understand the seals without that. And Daniel said, watch how Brother Brown preached that. He preached them almost in sequential order. He didn't preach the statue of perfect man after he preached the seals. Right? He preached them before. Spoken word's original seed, before. Why? Because that's the preparation time to come into where, and I believe that Brother Branham could have stood on the week of that seal and somebody said, Brother Branham, who's going to open these seals? He said, I am. Because he and you become so one with God. Adam, listen. Adam was the I am of the day. Oh, but he was in flesh and he, but all you want to. I was thinking about this yesterday. God knew what Adam would do, but he so trusted Adam, he said, you take care of the world, I'll take care of heaven. Every animal that he named, he didn't, listen, even when Adam fell, God didn't back up and say, well, now everything you've done, Adam, I'm going to wipe off and do it again. No, he just kept right on going. You know why? Because in Genesis 3:15, he said, I'm coming. Who's coming? I am. Who's coming? Because when Jesus was on the cross, there was the I am. Who's going to save the world? I am. That's why he said before Abraham was, I am. He identified exactly who he was and what he was doing. Everybody all right? So sanctification is going up the statue of a perfect man. The black horse rider we showed is the new birth. Now, not the new birth, the first one. The new birth, sure. Now, look, it takes... I was thinking about this the other day. It when Brother Brown made that statement about the two powers, it takes a contrast. Remember, Brother Brown said there had to be a nighttime for you to enjoy the day. The law of contrast. So there had to be a darkness in your life. We were all dark. Amen? We were all dark. But now even at the new birth, something has to die. That old nature had to die. So there had to be a death. You had to put that thing in the ground so that you could what? Be married to Christ. To get it, you're already in the family. Remember, you received the spirit of adoption at your new birth. But you're going to receive the adoption to wit the redemption of the body. In that new birth, it's not a new birth. But why is the Holy Ghost written right up here at the top?
Right.
Holy Spirit, actually. It's a refilling of the same thing you got. Because the same thing you got is going to take you to heaven. Amen? But you and I are working toward a body change without seeing death. Something never happened. That's why it's so important that we don't prophesy. Because if you prophesy, you die. Even Jesus prophesied. He had to die. Brother Branham prophesied. He had to die. Why? Because they were looking at a future event. But when the I am is here, that's not a prophecy. Sure, Isaiah stood and said, a virgin shall conceive. It took 700 years later. But when Jesus stepped on the earth, somebody might have said, what in the world was Isaiah talking about? Jesus said, I am. Because when he said before Abraham was, I am, he was telling them that before they even came on the earth, he was already in the Old Testament. Ever present for eternity. Everybody all right?
Amen.
So now seal number four. Now seal number four to me, hugely important. But if you don't get the other three, here we go with the stepping stone, or the stepping blocks, or the cornerstone. If you don't get those, you can't get, how can you get, if seal number four is, Brother Brown said, all three combined. Well, what if you leave one of them out? You can't leave one out. You gotta go, listen. I've said this before, I say it again. If there was a better plan for God to get you where you need to be, we would be doing it. But this is it. This is the plan of redemption. We have to get in it, go by it, and we'll be taken up because of it. Amen? So who's going to take a rapture? I am. You know why? Because it's all going to come present, because it's a future event. But Brother Brown said your rapture started when you became born again at your new birth. Who's going to be preaching one day? Who's going to be in a congregation one day? And Robert Tatum's going to walk through the door.
Right. Amen.
I am. See how personal that is? That takes away Trinitarianism. When you see I am, you don't see three. You don't see one. Like your finger, like Brother Dale said this morning. You see a many-membered body. That is one. Because I am that I am. So seal four, we see it was a pale horse. It was all three. You've got to have justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost before you can take a body change. We've got to step up into a higher form of justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, just like we're talking about here. Because the Word truly is made flesh in who? You. Who accepted God as their personal Savior? I am. I am. Everything now is I am. I mean, listen, we can't say we. We're Gentiles. We're individuals. Israel can say we are the 144,000 and we are going to take a rapture. Because Israel is saved as a nation. You and I are not a we. We're an I. That's one singular personal pronoun. One, I. I'm standing here today. Not three of me. I am standing here today. All right? So who's going to take a body change? Okay. And Brother Joe Canada pulled up a song, and he sang it today about the I am. We're going to sing it maybe next Sunday or something. Man, it's good. But you know what? That's a prophecy to you until you understand the I am is already here. I love what Brother Jason said. He said, most people in denominations are getting saved from a historical event. Think about that. Remember Brother Brown said they couldn't get Jesus off the cross? A historical Jesus is saving them because he did that back there. But what about now that we know that he's right here? He's the I am. He's ever present. When I received the new birth, it wasn't a God hanging on the cross. It wasn't even a God in heaven. It was a God that personally met me right here. Same way with you. So now in the fourth seal, the bride's caught up. Death is destroyed. A resurrection has happened. Who's going to be part of the resurrection? Y'all haven't learned yet, have you? Who's going to be part of the resurrection? Thank you. Who's going to be part of the body change? Man, this is getting good. One more time.
I am.
And you know what, though? That I am, though, brings things to pass.
That's right.
When Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am, he brought it right there.
Amen.
If they would have understood, you see how blinded they were. He's telling them, I am the one that talked to Abraham. I am the one, I am Melchizedek. He wasn't a separate person.
Right.
If they would ask you and say, well, what about this Melchizedek? He said, I am.
Right.
Who was the one that talked to Moses in the burning bush? I am.
Right.
Who's the one that talked to Adam in the Garden of Eden?
Right.
I am. Who's the one that said, let there be?
I am.
See what I mean? It was ever present right there, the whole thing. That makes it personal. Maybe that'll help you a little bit. All right, seal number five is what we've been talking about now, that we have to come and bring something else. Now, I wrote myself a note. I better read it. Because when we come to these four stages and take a rapture, when we start this journey, It's an introduction to the plan of redemption. The full plan of redemption. Okay? Now, the full plan of redemption is body, spirit, and soul. Now, a lot of people have come to redemption of the soul. But they're in the grave. Their body's not. Their spirit went back to God. Their body went in the grave, and they went in the sixth dimension. No shame in that. None. Zero. Zilch. Lord of mercy. Tax time's coming up. I wish I could slip over in the sixth dimension for a little while and back out. Right, Rebecca? Amen. Rebecca does half of our taxes in this building, so she knows what we're talking about. She knows all y'all. You know, if we got some truth serum out, we can... Mm-hmm. That's all right. Death and taxes, that's the two sure things, right? But they're not sure to us. Because who's going to take a rapture? Who's going to take a body chain? Okay. Everybody all right? So, when you come through your journey, it's an introduction to the plan of redemption. You're just learning it. Because you know what? Because you're still contrary, Brother Larry. Your body and your carnal mind is still contrary to this eternal thing that we got. Listen, if we really understood the eternal thing, we'd already be changed. But we've got to what? Go through Jesus went through a process. Like Brother Dale said this morning, sure, Jesus didn't know all things. He had what? He had gray matter. He had a brain that was a baby brain. Goo goo gaga. Cried for mama. But he was Almighty God. But he was encapsulated in a flesh because he had to be your brother. But if you could ask that little baby, said, who's going to save the world? He's going to say, I am. Just let me grow up a little bit more, get out of these diapers, and I'm going to help y'all out. That's the most real God I know. That he can be a baby, he can be a teenager, he can be all these different things to each one of us. And he can laugh right now in another dimension that we just said that. Because he was here, physically on this earth. But if you would ask, and we know that he didn't know it at that time, I'm just making a point. But I promise you though, when he come to Calvary, the devil that came to him in that garden that gave him all that trouble. Remember, he was troubled in the garden? I believe he finally, at one time, he stopped. And Satan says, what are you going to do? You going to go die for these people? What are you going to? He says, yes, I am. I've come to do this. This is my job. And my job is to get them to believe me. Because how many of y'all saw Jesus hanging on the cross? You have to believe. That's why we're believers, brothers and sisters. That's why we see an ever-present I am. We don't see a Jesus hanging on the cross. We see an empty cross. We have an empty cross and an empty tomb. Amen? You know why? You know why? He's in you! He's hidden in flesh again! Hiding himself in simplicity. Now, to me, this seal number 5 is to justification where the real you never did it. Now, we already talked about that. But I believe that it really reveals where the I am is. You say, I know God's residing in me, but do you really know that? Do you really know that? But that's just hearsay. Brother Dick said the word tells you. Absolutely. No doubt. That's where we get our thought. But you gotta know it. You gotta know it. It's got to be where you say, who's gonna move that mountain? Hey, we're getting it. That's what he said. He said, you say. Listen, folks, I'm telling you, we gotta start being a little bit independent. Stop being Catholic. Brother Dale, save my kids. Brother Dale can't save your kids. Right. Only God Almighty can save your kids. Right. We just have been commissioned to live before them. Yeah, right. But you understand what I'm saying? You pray for your kid.
Right.
You believe. Now, we'll all believe. No doubt. As a family of God, we're believers. But you got to believe. And you got to say, who's going to take a rapture? Oh, no, Brother Dale's going to go and I'm going with him on his coattail. You can't even go on Jesus' coattail. That's hearsay. Remember what I talked about hearsay the other day in the sermon? It's all hearsay. Until it becomes a reality. Until you can speak it back, it's a hearsay. Even these quotes that I'm going to read you is hearsay. But when that quote becomes a reality and it clicks in your mind and you say, that ain't nothing but the truth. You know what happened when a lady said that ain't nothing but the truth? She said that ain't nothing but the truth. Because the I am was there. So justification, the real you never did it. Now this week, this is the grace seal. To me, that's the thunder. We know what the fifth seal is. The fifth seal is the Jews that were killed under Eichmann and Hitler and are given robes. We've been through this for 7 sermons. These are the people that were given robes, not because they were Christians. No, they were given robes because God blinded their eyes. Literally blinded his own children's eyes. So that you and I could come in. To me, but the thunder underneath that is that you, and you all know who you are. Know where you're going, but you know what you're doing here. That fifth seal to me reveals, as Brother Dale and I were talking about, it's what we're going to get into, the complete, total plan of redemption. For every person on the face of this earth that has lived from Adam to the future home. That's how powerful that fifth seal is. And I'm going to just not read. We've read these. Let's just, Brother Joe, if you want to skip over. Actually, just don't do anything. Let's bring that chart back just for a second. Danny, I'll get it. Don't worry about it. I'll get it. Stay right there. You're getting older. You ain't as old as Joyce, but you're getting older. I can say that, Joyce. Joyce and me are not the same age yet, but in just a few more weeks, we will be the same age. So, I called her an old woman for a little while anyway. Older lady, older sister. 59 years old. Goodness gracious. I was telling the Sunday school class downstairs, me and Daddy were talking about something the other day, and I was talking about him being in Message for so long. He looked over at me and he said, you've heard of this Message 50 years?
Yeah.
Remember you said that? Yeah. And I'm like, I'm 58. We came into Message when I was 8 years old. Yes, I've been hearing Brother Brown's voice when there was that gap in there when I wasn't a believer. But I've been hearing this thing for 50 years. Hearing this message for 50 years. Think about your experience. You've heard this message. 50 years. And thank God for what? Grace. That he's let us, you know what? I'm glad the rapture didn't take place in 1977. How many of y'all were even born before 1977? How many of you were believers in 1977? Just a few. Y'all would have took a rapture and we'd have been here. Thank God. Thank God y'all missed it. Thank God y'all's revelation wasn't that good. Right, Brother Louise? When were you born? Good grief. Move. Well, I'd tell Brother Anderson to move, but he's a lot older. So. 1980. Good grief. We were almost having kids. Oh, never mind. Whatever. Goodness. I got shoes as old as you. Hunting boots. I did. I bought them in 1980. I bought Gander Mountain. Had the first catalog. I bought hunting boots in 1980. Still got them. Well, Nathaniel Green's got them. All right, so here we go. Under the fifth seal, there's a few things that happen. Let's get back to what we're talking about. Because watch this. That's why Brother Dale said that to me the other day, and it kind of struck my heart just a little bit right here. Look, To me, there's four things that happened in this fifth seal that is the thunder. Because the thunder is the voice of God when He reveals the seal to you. Not the tongue. Now listen, let's be brutally honest. A fifth seal Jew is not going to have anything to do with your redemption. In that, you understand? Now they have something to do with the total plan of redemption. But just knowing the fifth seal Jew was Jews that were not given eternal life until after they died, that's not going to hurt or make your salvation any better or worse. Everybody got that? You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing away with it by no means, because this is a piece of the puzzle. But the thunder under that seal. You remember Brother Brown said marriage and divorce was revealed in the seals. Where was it revealed? We just got finished with it. Fifth seal. Jesus Christ was married to Israel. And she did what she did. She committed fornication. And remember, the only way you can put your wife away, even now, is because of fornication. You can put her away and marry again and be right. So Jesus couldn't, or Jehovah, I am, couldn't put them away and then for no reason. He had to have a reason. They went prostituting themselves. Amen? In the spiritual realm. So not even the children of Israel, but the Jews, right? They went whoring. They committed spiritual adultery against God, their husband, and He put them away. And he, by law, by His own law, He can marry again. So who did He take? He took a Gentile bride. And that was right. So the grace of marriage and divorce to me is revealed in the fifth seal. Because it is grace. It is grace. Because look, have you ever thought about this? You know, and that's what we got to go back to the new birth. If your old husband is still alive and you try to marry Christ, you can't do that. You are committing adultery. But if your old husband is dead, sisters, if your husband's passed away, you're just as free to marry as you was the day you were a virgin.
Right, amen.
Whoa, what grace! But that's grace to you and me in the spiritual realm.
Right.
That God don't hold that against us.
Glory.
It's put in the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. When that old husband dies, he can't remember that.
Right.
You are the virtuous, sinless bride of Jesus. How can you be a virgin and have been married before? But if your old husband's dead, you're just as virgin as you were when you first was born in God's eyes. So the grace of marriage and divorce. Also, what else? Predestination comes in view. Those fifth sealed Jew are predestinated. It's not all Jewry. No, it's the ones that come in under martyrdom. We read that, remember? Like Brother Dale and I were talking about. It's not all Jews. Come on, get that out of your head. Not every Jew that died is in the fifth seal. The fifth seal Jew is a martyr. Someone that is killed because they are a Jew. No other reason. I'll read it to you in just a minute. So there's predestination. Daniel 70 weeks to me is made more clear because of this fifth seal. And then also, as we were talking about the other day, the total plan of redemption comes into view right here in this fifth seal. But you got to see that. You got to see, not that the fifth seal Jew was Jews that were killed and then they got eternal life, and that is grace. But you got to see the things that happens to you under that seal. That thunder's what the voice has got to speak to you. That thunder never spoke. Listen to me. That thunder never spoke in 1963. But to one man. And to be real honest with you. You okay? Okay. To be real honest, Brother Collie, don't hold your heart and be as old as you are. Sometimes you need to. Okay, all right. Man, don't be doing all this right here. Man, scared me for there for a minute. I knew I couldn't pick you up, but I'd help you. But the total plan of redemption has never been fully understood until this day. Even in 1963. Listen, folks, they did not understand the seals. You know why? Because we're still here 60 years later. Listen, when we get a total revelation, am I right? When they open and we all come together under this revelation of all the seals being opened, the seventh seal, listen, we're heading toward that I am. We know he's here, but that seventh seal, what? Brings him back to her. Ever present. Sure, he never left, but he's going to materialize. He's not going to be standing here, but he's going to materialize in you and me. Amen. So that's what we're heading toward. But when that's revealed to you, we're going, our body is like, brother, Jason was saying, it's not something you got to fight and twist and pull. It's already in you. The I am is there. We've just got to what? Step into that. Step into that moment of a body change. But listen, we got to have all this before we can. You see that big old foundation down there called faith? Brother Bram said, faith alone, though, won't do it. What he said? Faith alone. And I say, faith alone's not going to do it. I believe. Well, there's a lot of people believe. But what do you believe? That's right. You got to believe the right thing. You got to believe that what? Thank you. Listen, if this is an individual affair with God, you can go around all day saying, I am. I am. I am. But anyway, let's look at this just for a second. Everybody okay? Is it kind of hot? So now let's look. Here's the Daniel 70 weeks, just in a nutshell here. We were talking about this the other day. I'm going to put this right here and so they had 70 years in captivity, and Brother Brown said that the 70 years, 70 weeks of Daniel covered, well, we know it was 7, 62, and 7. That makes, well, 1 week, not 7. 7 years, 1 week. Makes 70. Everybody got that? Everybody got that? That's the 70 weeks of Daniel. Now, you and I are not in that. Because it's the 70 weeks of Daniel, Jews. Okay? Right? So we're not in that. We're not in that plan of redemption. According to the 70 weeks of Daniel, that's the way it's supposed to look. Because in the Bible, I was thinking about this after Brother Dale said that, in the Daniel 70 weeks Bible, I mean the Bible with Daniel 9:24, there is no mention of a break. Everybody okay? Listen, there was no mention of a Gentile coming in. There was no mention of a break. There was mention of this being the olive tree. There were 70 weeks determined, 62, then you had Calvary. Now, if they would have accepted him at Calvary, what would have happened? Me and Brother Dale was talking about this the other day. Now, they would have... Now, listen. You can't go so far to say they would have a future home. Because that future home is just for me and you. Especially for the bride of Jesus Christ. But now, what would they have had? They would have had a continuous millennium. After that, because watch. After the 70 weeks of Daniel's over, where are we going to? Millennium. But they would have went to the millennium. And listen to this. According to Scripture, they never celebrated their 50th jubilee.
Right.
They would have just had a continuous jubilee.
Glory.
They would have had a continuous cycle for eternity.
Right.
Wow. Man, that opened up so much.
Right.
You ought to talk to your pastor sometime. He might help you.
Yeah.
I am. Might help you if you listen. But that's what would happen. And we weren't included in that. So there's the plan of redemption for the Jews.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
But there had to be a fifth seal Jew because it's in the Bible.
Amen.
There had to be 144,000 because it's in the Bible.
Right.
And there had to be a Gentile bride because it's in the Bible.
Right.
It just wasn't in Daniel.
Right.
So now with the complete plan of redemption under the showing the fifth seal shows he what? He divorced Israel. And we were talking about this the other day. He didn't divorce him back here. Because remember, he kept telling them. He kept, what'd he do? They'd go into bondage. And Jason was talking about, he was covering a lot of things we were talking about. They'd go into bondage, right? Then they'd go out of bondage. God said, I'm going to put you in bondage. And then they say, well, I'm going to bring you out with a mighty hand. I'm going to put you back into bondage for 70 years. But after 70 years, I'm going to bring you back out. In and out, right? He didn't, in other words, wipe them off. But when he come to Calvary, that's the only time he took a Gentile bride.
Right.
So he had to divorce them at Calvary.
Right.
He didn't divorce them back in the Old Testament. He divorced, and remember, Calvary was during the time of the Old Testament anyway, so we are talking about the Old Testament.
Right.
But he didn't divorce them. If he would have divorced them, he'd have never given them a chance.
Right.
He said, you're done.
Right.
No, he kept saying, I'm going to put you in captivity. If you'll do this, I'll bring you out. If you keep doing this, I'll bring you out. All the way to Calvary. Even at Calvary, what'd he say? Father, forgive them.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing.
Exactly right.
But he had, when he came back on the day of Pentecost, yeah, it was to a small group of Jews. But this began that break of that wild olive tree that was seven church ages to take you and me.
Right.
So there we entered into the plan of redemption on the earth.
Right.
God knew this all in his head.
Right.
But he had to wait till he divorced. And when they turned him down, Brother Brown said they made their fatal mistake at Calvary in the Daniel 70 Weeks book. They made their fatal mistake. He divorced her and married.
Right.
Listen, when he come back on the day of Pentecost, he married 120
right.
little Jesuses, our little bride.
Right.
Sure, they were Jews.
Right.
And there were some Jews that were saved.
Right.
But that's that lap over that we've been talking about.
Right.
He had to bring them out. But what'd he do? In just a few years, Paul said, I believe God's had enough of you and I've had enough of you. Like Brother Dale said, even in the Daniel 70 Weeks book, Brother Branham says God kept dealing with the Jews all, right up to Titus when he destroyed Jerusalem. So there was your lap over. There was a little lap over right in here of from A.D. 30 to A.D. 70. He still tried to deal with them. He's got grace more than we'll ever accept. But then finally, Paul said, lo, I turn to the Gentiles. I'm going after a bride. Not a nation, individuals. And who went after them? Paul, who's going to go to the Gentiles? That's exactly who went. You wasn't saved by Paul. You wasn't saved by Brother Branham. You were saved by the I Am. Amen. Everybody all right? Say amen.
Amen.
But in divorcing her, right in here come a fifth seal Jew that would have not come had this not happened.
Exactly right.
There's no fifth seal Jew if God just went straight right to the Jews and saved them all and took them in a rapture.
Exactly right.
There would have been no me and you. So now what happens? You got the Old Testament saints. Now look, he divorced them. He didn't kill them. He divorced them. He put them away. But now you got to remember, if you cover everybody like Isaiah, Abraham, Moses. Hello? You cover all of them and say, well, they were lost. You're wrong. There was an Old Testament people that were saved. Because of that happening at Calvary.
Right. Right.
Even though he divorced them, even though they turned him down, there was a group there that was in paradise.
Yeah.
Amen? That was in paradise waiting for Calvary
right.
because they couldn't be eradicated of sin.
Right.
The blood of bulls and goats covered sin, so God made a provision in the Old Testament to just slide them over in a little place called paradise. Don't have to worry about the devil anymore. But they couldn't go right straight up because of blood of bulls and goats. Listen, when Samuel came back up, when the witch of Endor brought Samuel up. Listen, everybody. When the witch of Endor brought Samuel up, Brother Brown said that only could happen in the Old Testament under the blood of bulls and goats. He said, that can't happen now. Yeah. Amen? But when she brought Samuel up, he looked just like he did when he died. I'm going to tell you something real plain. If you die as a believer, you will not ever be seen in the condition you died in. Amen. But Samuel was so well known till the witch of Endor said, oh my goodness, what have I done? Brother Branham said Samuel had on his what? His mantle? And he knew who Samuel was, and Samuel even said, hey, must have been able to get into this dimension. He said, hey, Saul, you may have a problem, but you're fixing to be with me. Tomorrow, you're going to fall in battle, and then tomorrow you're going to be with me in paradise. Amen? So old Saul made it. So old Saul was in that Old Testament saint group, which will be given eternal life. Part of it, part of the plan of redemption. He's going to save them all. Now listen, he ain't going to say it. Listen, when I say save them all, that don't mean everybody. I don't think Baal's going to be there. I don't think all them real evil judges and kings from Israel are going to be there. No, it's just going to be the elect. It's going to be the ones that what? In their heart. God knows your heart. God knows their heart. God knows David's heart. David was a man after God's own heart. He what? He knew that if David would have been sitting here today, you talking about him doing a dance? When he danced when the tabernacle or when the Holy of Holies came back in, he embarrassed his poor wife, bless her heart, but he danced for hours. You don't think if he wasn't sitting here today with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you couldn't keep him in this building? Why? Because he saw the ark of God. Now that ark of God came in here with you today. Why can't you be happy? God allowed it, but he never wanted to hide in those badger skins. He wanted to hide in your skin. But here we got a plan of redemption, the Old Testament. You got the fifth seal Jew that's killed. You got the Gentile bride that's coming in here. And in this right here, you still got, I'm not going to write it down, but you've got foolish virgin. You've got cup of water in my name being good to the bride that's going to go into eternity. And they're no different from the fifth seal Jew almost, because the fifth seal Jew didn't get eternal life here. Those people that are good to you, they're not going to get eternal life here. They're going to get eternal life there at the watch on judgment. But then you got another group. You got 144,000 to finish Daniel 70 weeks. He has not forget the Jews. So there's everybody that's going to be saved. That covers the whole plan of redemption. Old Testament saints. Okay. From Adam to here. Fifth seal Jew. Why? I mean, really, a fifth seal Jew is a mystery to me. It's not anymore, but it's a mystery to most people, because most people, even Brother Branham thought that fifth seal Jew, being so mysterious and so given white robes, he thought that was the Gentile bride. Because of the position they held, they had white robes on. They were given white robes. But more, the mystery that opened up was that they were given eternal life after they died. Not even knowing Jesus Christ. But like Brother Dale and I were talking about, when we come back in this millennium, talk about a fifth seal Jew that's going to follow you around. Talk about that man that got eternal life because they stopped and helped you on the side of the road. Don't even know nothing about God. You're going to walk in that millennial temple and you're going to say, you see that? Yeah. That candlestick represented this. Yeah. That laver represented this. There's the Holy of Holies. That's me. Because who's going to anoint the temple? One more time, who's going to anoint the temple in the millennium? Absolutely. Remember, we're there on the honeymoon. Amen. It's not even us. Not for us. Still 7 days. No way, they, not the future home.
Right.
That's future homes sitting right here today.
Right.
But we're scattered out, Sister Anna. We're a city scattered. But when we come into that millennium, all the saints are going to be right there together. And then we're going to just raise up off the breath of the earth. And you know what? There's only one man that can kill the devil. And the little imps and the little junk that he puts on your shoulder, that little thing, that's God. God will kill souls. God will take care of the devil and all those little imps of his. And then you and I are going to come right back down. And John said, I saw a bride coming to the city, coming down as a bride adorned for a husband.
Glory.
That's not the millennium. That's the future home. The millennium is to the Jews. And what a great time. Fifth sealed Jew, heathen, all, even the 144,000 don't get, they get the plan of redemption, but they don't get the complete plan. They get preached Jesus for 3.5 years. That's all they get. And you know what? I'm sure the two witnesses are probably going to say, now there was a bride that you missed, but he's going to meet us. It's not going to be hearsay. It'll be a personal, it'll be people walking in, and the two witnesses are going to go, there they are. Remember that big group that John saw? What is it, Revelation 9 or somewhere in there where he saw this great big group that no man could number? Come walking in. Who's going to come walking in?
Amen.
Thank you. Everybody all right with that?
Amen.
Say I am. But that's the complete plan of redemption. It's God's grace because remember, Israel was God's children first. Wife. That was his wife. I read you the scripture. I'm married to you. Amen? But because of grace and because of the opening of the seals, we can see this happen.
Glory.
And then we can walk in the reality of it. I want you to listen to this. We're going to read this and then we'll close. Brother Joe, if you would, let them get back to the very last thing, the invisible union. I'm going to skip all that. We've read it before. We don't have to read it again. About grace. Because Brother Brown says many times, talk about amazing grace. His grace provided robes in the fifth seal. Let's read this right here in Invisible Union. I want to tell you what a prophet prophesied of a group of people. But you and I are the reality of that. Invisible Union, paragraph 229. That very last quote, you'll have to skip all the way down. Let's give them just a second. Everybody all right? Say amen.
Amen.
How did you come to do this? You were deceived into it by your first marriage to your adulterous parent Eve. It's no fault of your own. By your natural birth, you came after Eve who committed adultery. That's the reason you were born an adulteress. Oh, Brother Branham, that hurt. But it's the truth. You're a sinner to begin with. That's right. You was deceived into it. You had it ain't your fault. You never did it.
Right.
Because that little germ that was in you was to be you before the, where was that gene in you? Before the foundation of the world.
Glory.
God put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because listen, folks, listen to me 1 second. Who wrote the seals? Not John. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Preached them in Matthew. John just wrote what he saw.
Right.
He just wrote. Look it. He just wrote the seal part.
Right.
He didn't get all that.
Right.
It wasn't for him.
Right.
I'm just telling you what Brother Brown said. It was for you, folks. It was for you. You.
Glory.
Not another group. And you know what? Don't go out that door with your nose stuck up. You may drown in this water we've been getting. Please, let's don't pray for rain. Wettest year on record last year, 71 inches of rain. And we usually get 45 to 50. Goodness gracious. But you know what? It's been raining inside too, I believe. I believe it's been raining inside. Because who's been sitting in this building getting it? Oh boy, that's pretty good. Invisible Union, Bride of Christ. I'm glad we went Friday to that. I got a sermon on I Am Worth Preaching just a little while too, but a little bit later. Hey, the bridegroom took away your shame and put you in the sea of forgetfulness by the washing of the water of the word and the blood of life. That's what the Bible said. Your first husband that you were married to, the world. The anointed bridegroom which foreordained you has washed you by the washing of the water by the church. Congregation says, no. That don't sound right, does it? No. You might find that in the almanac, but not in God's Bible. By the washing of water by the word, in the word, by the, you were standing completely justified. As though you never did it at the beginning. This is my message to the church now. That was a Thanksgiving message he preached in Shreveport, Louisiana on Thanksgiving Day. That was his Thanksgiving message, he said. As we go off the air just in a minute, you are standing, if you're standing, listen, big it word if you're standing on God's word and with God's word, every amen, every jot, every tittle, where are you standing? I'm trying to tell you, pull away from them shucks. I'm trying to tell us, pull away from this carnal reform of having to do all these rituals. And get out here in the wheat where you can get ripe before the S-O-N. I hear the coming of the combine. That was 1965. You're standing complete, justified like you never did it in the first place. Hallelujah. Talk about a Thanksgiving. I feel real good. I'm more thankful for that than anything I know. You are the pure, virtuous, sinless bride of the Son of the living God. Who is?
Amen.
Thank you. Every man and woman that's born of the Spirit of God and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and believes every word of God stands as though you never sinned at the first place. You are perfect.
Glory.
The blood of Jesus Christ. How can you, if I was supposed to die, just keep going up. If I was supposed to die in the morning, and a man took my place, I cannot die for that sin.
Right.
Somebody took my place. And Jesus the Word took my place.
Glory.
He became me that a sinner that I might become Him the Word. Amen.
Glory.
Let me hold true to that, not the church, the Word. Oh, that spiritual union of Christ and His church now. When the flesh is becoming Word and the Word is becoming flesh, who's that happening to? Who's going to come to that? Manifested, vindicated. Just what the Bible said would happen in this day, it's happening day by day. Why? It's accumulating so fast out there in those deserts and things taking place that I couldn't even keep up with it. Where'd he go in the desert? Get the seal. We're near the coming of Jesus to be united with His church, where the Word becomes the Word. Call of the Holy Spirit searching the hearts. You're standing completely. You never sinned at the first place. God don't even know it. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. You never did it. You were accused of it by the accuser, but really from the beginning, you were predestinated to be a son and daughter of God. Now we know that's by foreknowledge. You know that. We've been taught well here. You're standing there washed and your old book of divorcement is put away. You can't divorce the devil. Because you're a female. Remember, you females can't divorce your husband. Under the marriage and divorce, you cannot divorce your husband. If you got a living husband, you're committing adultery. Same way with this. Now remember, there's grace. I'm just talking about this right here. And your old book of divorcement is put away. Now watch. And it's dead.
Right.
Not just divorce, it's dead.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely out of existence, even in the mind of God. Do you know what?
Glory.
That means that God never knew you were married to the devil. You did. Your neighbor might have knew it. Your old girlfriend, boyfriend, the guy you went to the bar with probably knew it, still knows it. But I ain't worried about them. I just want him not to know it. And I'm just telling you what he said. Because who's he talking to? Okay. Because look, even in the mind of God, you're the virtuous bride of Christ, washed in the blood of Christ. Precious, virtuous, sinless Son of God standing with a pure, unadulterated bride word. that he has washed by the water of his own blood, that became flesh and manifested that he might take you which were predestinated in the bosom of the Father before the beginning. The same as he was that great attribute of God called love. There's only one person that knows true love, and that's the bride of Jesus Christ. Remember, Brother Branham said, the only true love on this earth today, it's like Brother Jason, I love what he was talking about. He said, people say, I don't want to join that old message church. They're so bound and they're so, they're just, y'all just put under all kind of pressure and do this and don't do that. He said, let them get born again one time. He said, I told somebody, he said, you're out there in the world and you say you're free? You're doing everything the devil tells you to do. You're not free. He said, but, he said, when you come into Christianity, he said, you're still not free. You say, oh no, I've got liberty. That's the difference in liberty and freedom. Because I'm not, no, don't let me be free. Paul said, I am now a prisoner of Christ. If you are in love with you, it's like Brother Jason said, he said, there's several billion women in this world today. He said, there's only one woman that I'm bound to, and that's my wife. I'm not bound to no other woman, but he said, I love to be bound to that woman. I love to be bound to that woman. June, right here, this one. See what you get for sitting up here close? You get sitting up here where the religious people are. No, that's just where the fire falls up here, Brother Dick. I know that. But no, really, that's the way God thinks of you, though. Take that. Really. You're bound to him. A love slave, the prophet even says. You're a love slave to your wife. If you and your wife are truly married, my heavens. Now, don't get me started on that. Grief. It's the best thing besides Christianity you could ever have. But I'm bound to her, though. I'm not free. No, I'm bound to her. And you bound to Christ. Right? Who's bound to Christ? Amen. Stand to your feet. God bless you. But that fifth seal is a lot more than even when I started. Thank you, Brother Danny. Than when I started, and that's the way it should be. Brother Dale said he preached the seals in 79. He re-preached them in 82. He's been preaching them ever since. So, but once God reveals, you get a real revelation of these seals open. They're for you. It's an intimate thing between you and God. It's not intimate between the denominations in the world. And let me tell you this, 90% of the message people. Now listen, you say, oh no, I'm not de-Christianizing nobody. I didn't say they wasn't Christian. I'm just saying to get the revelation of this seal to take a body change, it's going to be a very, very, very few. That's going to make it to the body change. I hope we all have a real blessed new year. I'm looking for some good things in 2019. You know why? Because we're 1 year closer. We're 1 year closer to where that trumpet sounds. And that trumpet says, who's going? And I say,
I am.
That was weak.
I am.
That's better. Y'all not going? One more time.
I am.
Thank you. I wanted to hear this behind here too. Sometimes musicians get involved. Say, I am.
I am.
I am.
I am. Thank you, Louise.
That's right.
That's part of worship. Don't you think if Abraham had a true revelation, sure he knew who he was talking to. But man, if he'd have looked straight into them eyes of Melchizedek, if he'd have saw Jesus Christ, he'd have been a different guy. But remember, under blood of bulls and goats, they couldn't see Jesus. They knew him as Jehovah. They knew him as Spirit God. They knew him as Father. It was up there somewhere. But when Abraham met that Melchizedek, he said, okay, buddy, I don't know exactly what you are, But I think I met God in human flesh. And you and I have met God in human flesh in this hour. Every time we go to a meeting, every time you come to an assembly like this, you're meeting God. And who's here?
I am.
Thank you. Pretty good. What'd you say? What'd you say?
I am.
Thank you. That's the loudest I've ever been. Yeah, put a microphone on. No, you're not going to do it now. But listen, be proud of who you are. The creator of all heaven and earth said who you were. He can't lie. You know what? He can't even exaggerate. Because what he says, we think is exaggerated. He's like, it's normal. It's normal. Listen, this eternal thing. He said, I am it. I am. So it's not something new to God. But he had to come down here where you can understand it, because the one that created all this is inside of you. And if you'll just let him speak, let him talk. We got human things to do and we got all this. That's fine. That's what I was telling him downstairs today. My new Year's resolution is it ain't none of my business. So don't come talking to me about stuff, because it ain't none of my business.
Right.
Now, if you want to make it part of my business, then it's not. Then it's you broke that. Then, but it's not in my business. I want us to go in a rapture. I want us to get ready. And you know what? You're not going to ever see me perfect, and I may not ever see you perfect. But God's already. I read what He's already said.
Right.
You're the perfect, sinless bride of Jesus Christ. Start believing it.
Right.
Are you going to sing? Or are you going to let me still preach? No, you. We got to sing a song.
376 in this fire book, The Original Life.
I don't have a book.
God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we're raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life.
Sing it to him.
The original seed.
That's what we come back to. The original way it should have been.
The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. Original life.
Sing it to him.
The original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original life.
Sing it to him. The original life,
the original sin, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. Seventh seal is unveiled. The original life.
The original. Hold on. That song could not be sung by anybody but us. That song wasn't written in Luther's age. That song wasn't written in Pentecost. That song was written by a believer in this age. And all that, if you were to sing that 100 years ago, it would be foreign to them people. It'd be some. It'd be hearsay. This is words that we know. This is words that we attach ourselves to. We attach ourselves. Why? Because of the opening of the Word. In this hour, the opening of the Word has given us the original life. Not a shuck. Not a stalk, which were part. Listen, don't do away with them. They were part, but they're not the original seed. We are now not going to be.
Amen.
Who's the original seed?
I am.
All right, our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours, who was chained down in the past.
To the eyes of understanding.
responded to our God, who's the original light, the original light, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentiles, they will soon be over. Glory, hallelujah to our God, who's the original light.
Sing it to him,
the original light, the original seed, the original word. What I believe, the Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. God's attributes were manifest to his bride in this last stage. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and know who we are. And while we're raised up for, praise the Lord, for the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh. This is what the scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God.
Who's the original lie?
Sing it to him.
The original lie, the original seed, the original word is what I believe.
The Son is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man,
amen,
is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled.
You honored him all these years, he'll honor you. Amen.
The original life, life, the original seed, the original word.
Yes, ma'am.
Word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life,
Father,
the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power.
And
sleeping saints will awake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentiles, days will soon be over. Glory, hallelujah to our God, who's the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed, the original line, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original line, the original seed. God,
God's attributes were manifested.
Is
brought in this last stage. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are. And while we raise the voice, praise the Lord. For the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed.
Sing it loud one more time. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour.
10,000 will soon be over. And
glory, hallelujah, to our God, who's the original life, the original life, the original seed. Amen. God bless you. All minds clear, you're dismissed. The Son of Man is
revealed, the seventh seed is unveiled.